From Tidbits in January 20th, 2014, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Ergonis makes it easier to search through your text expansions with the release of Typinator 5.8. After typing part of an abbreviation or a word that's included in an expansion, and then pressing a hotkey that you define, Typinator displays all matching items. The update also adds new Apple events that enable third-party utilities to define new snippets, works around a cursor positioning problem in OS 10.9 Mavericks, improves positioning of the quick search input field and result list, and improves compatibility with Microsoft Word, Lotus Notes, LiveCode, PowerMail, Firestorm, Linguist, and TextSoap. Uncomplex has released MailPlane 3.1.2, with improved handling of inbox refreshing and compatibility with the Streak plugin for the Gmail-specific email client. With automatic inbox refresh, new messages appear in your inbox shortly after a notification is received, and a refresh is forced if your cursor isn't within a text field. Added to the list of plugins compatible with MailPlane, Streak is designed for customer relationship management, but Uncomplex suggests that it might also be useful for project management and personal to-do lists. The update also brings back attachment preview using Quick Look if Google Drive is blocked, warns you if the inbox type setting in preferences doesn't match your use of inbox tabs, and avoids a crash when attempting to download history with a text-only toolbar. Apple has released Final Cut Pro 10.1.1 with a handful of bug fixes and refinements. Final Cut Pro 10.1.1 now preserves media files if an external volume is disconnected while consolidating a library. The update also resolves an issue loading content into the music and sound browser, as well as a stability issue when applying a motion effect with scroll text behavior. Performance improvements include faster switching between proxy and original optimized media, and improved timeline responsiveness with very large projects. Squashing a number of niggling issues, Smile has released Text Expander 4.2.1 with a smattering of small fixes, including resolution for one problem that caused excessive CPU use on some systems after several expansions, and another that caused version 4.2 to crash on certain systems after an expansion. The update also pre-fills the URL field if add group from URL is selected with a URL on the pasteboard, enables you to set script snippet timeout via Apple Script, fixes a crash related to snippet content computation exceeding the 5-second limit, and restores date macro evaluation to snippets embedded within script snippets. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.